What's going on, everybody? Daryl D. Frater here, and we are here with DJ Lyrics, who's about to tell us his DJ story on the My DJ Story podcast. DJ Lyrics, please introduce yourself to the crowd.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Jay, Jay Rivas, and I have been a DJ this year on my 40th birthday. Will be 25 years.
Congrats.
Nice. Thank you. So,
and where you're from?
I currently stay in Las Vegas. I was born and raised in North Hollywood, San Fernando Valley, in California.
Awesome, brother. We're super excited to have you on the show. And just like all episodes, we're going to run through your In the Beginning story, how you got started as a DJ. Talk about how your DJing career was prior to COVID, BC before COVID, and then after COVID, and project a little bit into the future. Then we'll go into our lightning round. Sounds good?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, brother. Tell me your intro story. How'd you get started in DJing?
I got started through a crew that I'm no longer associated with, but they were good people. And it was in high school. I was 15 years old. I met a guy named DJ Mike. His mom had a company called Darlene Yvonne Productions. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he would teach all my friends how to DJ, but he wouldn't teach me. So I started using his equipment at night because I used to live with them.
Yeah.
You know, and I taught myself secretly how to DJ, and then just kind of went and started doing work. I got to work a lot of famous clubs, and you know, it was cool because I got to meet a lot of cool people that were up there that, you know, I was just a nobody. At the time, my first DJ name was Casper, because that's what everyone called me on my street. Yeah. You know, and then from 1996, I did my first wedding, and after that, it just kind of became a thing where it was like, oh man, you can really make some, you know, money off of this.
Wow.
From there, in like 2002, I moved to Orange County, and I was going to college out there, and then I worked at Disneyland, and you know, it was cool. It was like a nice experience, yeah.
That is super exciting. Like, so just, I'm going to back up a little bit because you've been so all around with your DJ career. So in regards to right off the bat, 25 years ago, how old were you when you started?
I was 15.
So you were 15 years old. And right off the bat, you were going into high profile clubs, meeting celebrities, DJing. Like, how did like that transpire? Like, some people, they start and it takes them a long time to get anywhere. Were you saying right off the gate you were able to just jump right into to that lifestyle? Tell me a little bit more about how you got like into those opportunities.
So it's Los Angeles, first of all. So the Dome, Florentine Gardens, you know, the arena were all very well known establishments in California.
Yeah.
And you know, Pepperdine's, all that stuff. And I was a kid that just was, you know, around adults like, you know, Darlene Yvonne Productions. They would get us into a lot of these clubs. We just weren't allowed to drink, you know. And you would see Mike go up there. And so, you know, I got to meet like DJ Irene. You know, I got to meet DJ Melody. I ran into Mr. Chalk. And I mean, these guys probably wouldn't remember me now. You know, like, oh, yeah, because I didn't build a relationship. I just got to meet all these people. So I felt really inspired.
Yeah.
You know, and at that time, there was a record, a radio station called K-Day. And that's where I used to listen to all the DJs, you know. And they were like an inspiration to me at that time. Like, I was like, man, listen to them scratch. Listen to them, you know, just, you know, you'd be going to record stores and buying all these albums. And so because of that, I got to also getting into these high profile locations. I got to run into famous people. But my work was still very humble. I just got the opportunity to see a different light.
Yeah.
You know? And it wasn't until actually I moved to Orange County that I was DJing with my boy Oscillate and my boy AK1. And we had an MC that was Oscillate's best friend. We used to call him MC Nemesis. And those guys introduced me to Legend Entertainment, which is run by DJ Icy Ice. His crew, you know, him and a bunch of guys were all involved in that. It wasn't really run by him, but they were all involved in that, you know. Icy Ice had a record pool called Stax Vinyl. And so they would invite all these new artists you know, to come to the record store in Orange County. And so we got the pleasure of meeting a lot of these cats, you know. And then I was DJing this club called Clear in downtown Fullerton, and DJ Verman, which is from Far East Movement, he was coming up and he heard me DJing and he invited me to a record pool called Rotations Record Pool. And through that, I got to meet Ashanti, you know, we did meet and greets. I got to meet Glasses Malone. I got to meet Trey Songz when he was first coming up. He did that song, Can't Help But Wait.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, so it was really cool. And I have those pictures, actually, of meeting them. Wow. And it was really cool. At that time, I was given the name J Slim because I'd lost a lot of weight. So I was like 130-something pounds. So it was really cool. It was an incredible experience, and it really humbled me a lot, you know. And Oscillate and AK1 were responsible for tightening up a lot of my mixing.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, sometimes you'd see some DJs that could scratch really dope, but their mixing was not so in par. Mine was like, my scratching and my mixing wasn't in par, but I'd been doing it for a very long time. It wasn't until the early 2000s that I just got a lot better.
Yeah.
At that time, auto was like coming into play, you know, and I still hadn't used it. I was still rocking only vinyls, but you know, it was an experience, man. And I get a lot of credit to those guys that were part of my life in that career.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, in all businesses, especially with DJing, having people that can help you on the way up is really important, because to learn everything from scratch with no support is tough. You know, to have a mentor, to have people that you can model and follow the way that they've, you know, went on their journey is super important. That's kind of one reason why we have this podcast. So people that are interested in the industry can hear the stories of other people that have done it and done it very well and learn for things that they can help in their own journey within this industry. Like, what are some things that, like, you know now that you wish you knew back then?
One thing that I definitely wish I knew back then that I know now is how to run a business. You know, I'm the owner of All-in-One Events here in Las Vegas. I've been here almost 4 years. I own Lyrics DJ Academy, which I started in 2008 in Chatsworth, California.
Yeah.
And it, you know, at that time, the Beat Junkies Studio Sound hadn't existed yet. And, or at least they hadn't opened one in Vegas. I mean, in North Hollywood or Burbank. I think they were in Bendo, actually, sorry. But either way, it was something that kind of got my foot in the door. And the irony in actually my DJ school, there's a DJ that's world known. His name is DJ Angelo from the UK.
Yeah.
He's the one that encouraged me to open up my DJ school. Because I used to send everybody to his YouTube to learn his scratching classes. And but if there's anything I really would like to go back is the business ethic of everything and how to financially keep myself stable.
Yeah, no, that's super important. I feel like there's a difference between just doing it as a hobbyist and doing it as a professional. And you have to see DJing as your business, as your company, as something that you're doing to put food on your table, whether it's just you or you have a family. You know, you have to know how to, you know, make money from it. You know, what are some things that kind of transitioned or changed as you became more business savvy in your DJ career?
I was able to step away from my 9-to-5. You know,
what age did that happen?
That was 10 years ago. So like I was 28, 29 years old, you know, and I had learned a lot from doing MLM also. I was the kind of guy that worked every kind of work. So I worked for Primerica. I did prepaid legal, which is now Legal Shield. And I just kind of worked Valley Total Fitness, LA Fitness, 24. And I would pick and learn from all these jobs what they would do to try to gain success. Why would people put so much effort making somebody else money instead of making their own? And so, wow. You know, it's things like that that helped me build my business. So now the difference is, you know, I don't work as hard, but I work very intelligently.
Yep. And the important part is you're doing something you love, so it doesn't feel like work as much.
Yeah.
Amazing, man. Amazing. But that's super awesome, man. It's when you find that passion, that really drives you and you're able to really put your all into it, it feels very fulfilled. Like, you're not doing something that's like, oh man, I gotta wake up and go to work tomorrow. Like, no, you're pumped each morning when you get to go out and do the things you love. I'm super happy that you found that in DJing. And DJs play an important role in inspiring other people through music, through energy, through vibes that you guys give off in regards to when you're, you know, playing the mixes and the sets and being the life of the party. Yeah. So what's one thing that you just really love about being a DJ?
I think the biggest thing I love, aside from everything you mentioned, there's a bigger thing that I love, and it's when I'm teaching. Mm. It's everyone else the opportunity to catch on to the things that I wasn't able to do at an early age and make a business out of it. Yeah. And it's not just work. It's a business that you love. It becomes your baby. You know, my DJ school, right now I'm starting a YouTube channel that I started in December, and it's again Lyrics DJ Academy, Lyrix with the X, LYRIX. It's to be able to help people that are struggling trying to figure out what direction to go in. You know, nobody teaches you these things. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love the most about it, is being able to teach what I've learned and put so much heart and soul into, which is DJing. You know, besides my wife being my passion, this is my second passion, but it's the passion that I've had the longest before anything else. You know, and they're my passion, but this is something that I can teach my children. This is something that my wife works side by side with me. You know, this is something that it's been more than half my life.
Yeah, man. And it's super amazing. And this is a common theme I'm hearing with all the interviews, that people that have the support system, that they're the ones that are able to make it, where their significant other or their family or anyone in their world is someone that actually supports their passion. And that makes it the whole difference, because if you don't have people pushing you forward and helping you in your journey, it's really a lonely battle, and it's hard to make it in any industry without that support system. So that's super powerful that your wife supports you so much, she works with you and help you. I just think that's a beautiful thing when people can really work together and help drive people's passions, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So like right now we're in January of 2021. We're deep into COVID, and COVID has really hit the DJ world tremendously, and all, you know, forms of entertainment have been hit really drastically. What are some things that are different now that, you know, we're in COVID, has changed your career?
So I think in my business personally, it's barely started slowing down now, which is typical for it to slow down during this time of the year period. I've had a lot of reschedules. I think the fear of the brides losing their day has been very difficult for me, because I hate seeing people struggle, and this is something they can't control. Mm-hmm. You know, it's taken away from their life and their dream and, you know, what they envision. And our company, All in One Events, is about helping brides relax and not stress out, and the grooms to just enjoy the day and not feel overwhelmed by everything. And for us, even though financially it wasn't a hard hit till recently, it was emotionally a big, you know, disturbance, because getting all these calls, Jay, we have to move our date. Jay, we're going to probably have to cancel, you know, and it's just like, it's sad, because when I do my events, I give my all. It's not just, you know, a lot of wedding DJs, you know, that I've encountered tend to just be DJs that drop music, and obviously they play amazing jams, but there's a difference between being a mixologist, a turntablist, and actually giving them that club experience. And prior to that club experience, you're developing all their formalities and keeping everything in line for them. You know, my reviews, having video reviews, I love listening to them, because I love what people honestly have to say, because they always say Jay treated us like family, his wife Evie treated us like family, you know. And that's what's devastating right now, is that we can't provide that service to them, you know?
Wow, man, that's powerful. And it shows your commitment to your clientele. And that family aspect is super important for anyone that's running a DJ business. You know, don't just see it as a paycheck. You know, see it as you're playing an important role in someone's life, whether you're a club DJ, whether you're a wedding DJ, any type of DJ, you know, you have the ability to really play an important role in people's lives. And that's amazing, man. That's commendable. And I know that's probably one of your reasons why you've been so successful in the industry, you know, because your care, your desire to serve people through DJing, it's super amazing. So appreciate you for what you're doing in the industry. And I know your clients, you know, love you and support you. So that's an amazing thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Is there anything in regards to, you know, what's your primary focus right now being in COVID with your career? Like what's the primary thing that you are doing? Like, are you doing virtual? Are you doing in person? Are you, how's it work? How's your day look like and your business look like given the fact that we're in COVID?
That's a good question. So basically right now I'm doing virtual, but the thing that I'm doing virtual is I'm using the club app. I'm using Twitch to be able to just go on and mix, you know, and provide a live feed and some sort of income for myself and my family, because right now money is really tight, you know. I am doing weddings in person. I have a wedding this Thursday, actually. And you know, we're just taking precautions as far as keeping ourselves safe. We've survived almost a whole year without catching COVID, you know, and we have done weddings as soon as everything was cleared. And we did do one wedding in March before COVID shut down everything. Mm-hmm. Wow. But it was a big thing. I do need to develop a bigger following, because I have fallen off. So now I'm doing events on Twitch at 1 o'clock and trying to establish a time that isn't going to coincide with other DJs rocking, you know, on the club app, yeah. Which is an amazing app, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the plug.
You know, and so, you know, I just kind of want to stay busy and help people see that my passion exists and there's a reason why I'm a DJ and I do it for a living.
Yeah, man, this is great. And let's hop right into the lightning round. I'm gonna ask you a series of questions and interested to hear your answers. So you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Currently DDJ 1000 on Rekordbox. I've had it for 2 years. And a MacBook Pro 15 inch, mid 2013.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ? Oof. My favorite. It's so hard to explain. But if I go old school, I would have to say DJ Melody.
What has been your favorite party or event that you've DJed at?
Woo! A Nigerian wedding. One of my favorites. They are amazing.
What's one thing that you hate about live streaming as a DJ?
The lack of views. I mean, it kind of hurts a little bit. You know, it stings when there's nobody there. And also, other DJs that are streaming having to select who they're going to raid when you're on Twitch.
Shout out to DJs you know personally that people need to hear their DJ story on this podcast.
All right. Shout out to my boy Pip Dub. Shout out to my boy DJ Oscillate. My boy DJ AK1, also known as Andy G. Shout out to DJ Mark Love. He was the DJ for Farside. Who else do I want to give shout outs to that are DJs? I know so many of them. They're all just crowding my brain. A couple other DJs I do want to give a shout out to is like my DJ ICIs. I met him personally. He's an amazing guy. The original DJ Silos. He's a great guy. My boy DJ Mike, Las Vegas. You know, DJ Choa. He's a great guy too. My boy DJ Ridicule. Those are some of the guys that I think have amazing stories.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear their stories. And where can people find you online or even in person?
So online, you can go to my Linktree, which is linktree.com/JTheDJ. That's what they call me in the wedding industry, Jay the DJ. But that'll take you to my Twitch. It'll take you to my YouTube channel. It'll take you to both my businesses, Lyrics DJ Academy and All in One Events. On Twitch, it's DJ LYRIX81. And then on the club, you just got to join the club app, you know. And then that's basically most of the places you can find me on.
Awesome, brother. This is an amazing interview. Thank you for your time, man. And take it easy.
Yeah, man. Thank you for your time. You take it easy, too.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from The Club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.